King, you have summoned me. What is it?
Take this here vibranium to the brother Miles as a gift from the people of Wakanda. Go and bring him the vibranium mic. He will use it wisely.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's absolutely nothing. What did you do before you were named a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have there? Ask Professor Maurice Miles Martinez, MC Brother Miles, and he'll tell you like it really is. You can shackle the hands of black people, you can jail the bodies of black people, but you cannot shackle or jail the minds of black people. Rise up, black man, black woman, and reach to go back to Africa.
My father was a Garveyite, thus Marcus Garvey can be thought of as my grandfather. But when you say, I've read in Dr. Ben's book, or I've read in Dr. Ivan Van Sertima's book, or I've read in Professor Maurice Miles Martinez's book, they say, don't speak that information in here. Brothers and sisters, speak your truth to the world.
Brother Miles, the black man's truth is here.
The real Wakandas of Africa podcast.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political, economic, and cultural time of day. Brother Miles, the relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Free at last and proud to be black. One day Miles will be free at last.
Hey, Brother Miles, that was really great, man. I'm impressed.
Welcome to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast, the place where black history, hip-hop, and spoken word come together. I'm your host, Maurice Miles Martinez, also known as MC Brother Miles. At the end of each podcast, we have an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself. Please tune in on December 31st for the third annual Real Wakandas of Africa concert. I will definitely have some new hip-hop dropping on that evening, as well as a recap of the year's poetry and knowledge. The last 2 weeks, we dealt with the topic of Africans in America before Christopher Columbus. And this week, I'm going to deal with the same topic from a slightly different perspective. The question of whether Africans had the shipbuilding technology to make it to the Americas before Christopher Columbus. But before addressing that, there are several transplants, meaning plants that have been transplanted to the Americas prior to Christopher Columbus. And one of those is cotton. There's an old world seed of cotton that made it to the Americas. Now, scholars first thought that birds may have actually been the conduit to which this seed, cotton seed, made it from the old world to the new world. So they tested this, and what they found out was that the seeds quickly dissolved within the gastrointestinal system of the bird. There was no way for the bird to pass the seed or to regurgitate it and then for it to be planted and grow. So the other idea was that maybe these seeds actually floated across the ocean, and when put in salt water, the seeds sank. So there was no way for these seeds, these cotton seeds, to make it here on their own unless they perchance happened to float across in a gourd, which is highly unlikely. So the only thing or only way that they could have been brought is by human beings. And then we have the question of whether Africans could have been the people who brought them here from the African continent. And how did they do this? Well, we've covered many, many different aspects of this information. But one of the things that we haven't really dealt with at length is African shipbuilding technology, specifically with reed boats known as papyrus boats. Now, they knew about these papyrus boats, and scientists put reeds in saltwater tanks
and the reeds sank very quickly. Within, I think, a couple weeks' time, they sank to the bottom. So they said there was no way that a paper boat, a papyrus boat, a reed boat, could make it to the Americas before Christopher Columbus. These are widely used boats on many very large African lakes in the interior, as well as elsewhere on the continent. So a scholar, Norwegian explorer by the name of Thor Heyerdahl, came along and he built a couple of these boats, the first of which was called Ra 1 Explorer, and he sailed it from the coast of West Africa to the Americas, except that it didn't make it to the Americas. It sank before it reached the Caribbean. Then he built another boat, and what he found out was that he had left one important component of the ship off. This was a reed which ran from the, rather a rope which ran from the bow to the stern, and it served as a spring, so when the ship hit a wave and became saturated with water, it actually served to spring the water out of the ship. So he added this vine or this rope from the bow to the stern, and once it was added, he was able to sail from the coast of West Africa to the Caribbean, showing that this ancient African vessel, that a reed boat, could make it to the Americas before Christopher Columbus. As always, we conclude the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast with an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez, and yes, you can watch the Ra 2 Explorer documentary online. It may be on YouTube. And you can also tune in, please, for the third annual Real Wakandas of Africa concert on December 31st. Did Africans sail ships across seas in papyrus reeds? If you read They Came Before Columbus by Ivan van Sertima, it may fulfill your need for knowledge of these trips of ships that Thor Heyerdahl made across the sea, as I speak truth from my lips. Listen, for the seeds of cotton were sowed not on plantations with enslaved Africans, but with Africans in the ancient world in the know, who brought these seeds and planted them in the ground of indigenous soil. And now they speak the sound that resonates of their coming here. Cotton seeds that were only grown in Africa, but now are grown here. So we honor those who have come across in papyrus reed ships. And these ships weren't tiny. They were giant enough to carry multiple people on them. Watch the documentary. Watch the hit of Thor Heyerdahl, and you will be astounded by this. Thank you for listening to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast. When you have a chance, please pick a copy of my books up from Amazon, The Real Wakandas of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark versus Herman Cain, The Great Wall of Africa, The Empire of Benin's 10,000-mile-long wall, The Real Vibranium of Africa, and Akhenaten's Dreams by Maurice Miles Martinez. You can also subscribe to this podcast and become a regular sustaining member by clicking the link in the podcast. You can donate from $1 to $10 per month,
and this makes an enormous difference in supporting this podcast and my research. Thank you again for listening to me, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. I will speak with you next week.